St. Vincent and the Grenadines was projected to have good growth this year and even better growth in the coming years. The Prime Minister, the Honourable Prime Minister, indicated that estimates were that the crisis would begin to abate around 2016, and estimates by the World Bank bear that out. In fact, according to the Global Economic Prospects 2014, the World Bank document, I hear the Honourable Leader of the Opposition regularly quoting a Moody's downgrade of 2012. But if we look at the World Bank's Global Economic Prospects for 2014, it tells us that by the year 2016, of course these were projections, St. Vincent and the Grenadines would be achieving and enjoying the best growth rate among middle-income countries in the entire Caribbean.